Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori, presenting the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're kicking off this Sunday, August 3rd, 2025, with a look at the decline in financial advisor numbers in Australia, a worrying trend impacting client access to financial guidance. As we speak, we're seeing a total of 15,364 advisors. A strange turn of events after we started the fiscal year with high spirits expecting to reach a 15,500 mark. This fluctuation is raising the stakes in talent battles among businesses, especially the smaller firms. Smaller firms who once thrived now face attrition while others are sprouting. What can we say? The financial advisory industry is in a transformative phase, and retaining talent is more crucial now than ever. Next, we fork left and delve into the ins and outs of the tax game. Wilson Asset Management has taken a stance, proposing the progressive super surcharge and tax offset. Touted as a fairer tax alternative to Labor's Division 296 superannuation tax changes, this innovative tax model targets super balances exceeding $3 million without fussing with smaller balances. According to their estimate, it could boost government revenues by a whopping $2.433 billion. This change could encourage long-term investments in sectors such as startups and small to medium enterprises. Meanwhile, our older citizens are grappling with the complex web of reverse mortgages, a financial product that seems like an alphabet soup of difficulties. Seniors First, a national brokerage firm, reports a triple increase in inquiries from those over 60 due to rising living costs and mixed up ideas about this type of mortgage. It's no surprise, considering the over 150 criteria spread across Australia's top four lenders. Darren Moffat, the CEO of Seniors First, points out the dire need for specialized advice to navigate these intricate waters. Generic guidance just isn't cutting it. Lastly, we close with some regulatory news, as Peter Kell, the former deputy chair of both ASIC and ACCC, gears up to lead a comprehensive review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice, launching this October. The Council of Australian Life Insurers is placing consumer outcomes at the forefront with all eyes on key issues such as mental health claims, the claims process appropriateness, and code enforceability. With results expected by June next year and enforcement by October 2027, it's a positive step towards regulatory proactiveness. That's all for today's key financial news stories from Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estrotori, and remember, keeping informed means keeping ahead. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to stay on top of the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management.